You'd rather be here than in jail? Hallelujah, I had to. Glory be to God. Now, you know, we can't be cutting up in church. We got to be serious. Okay? You don't know what you got coming, do you? Glory, hallelujah. Look at someone and say, it's okay to laugh in church. For God loves a cheerful giver. So whatever you giving, be cheerful in it. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I might get too hot and have to take this coat off, brother. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to open your Bibles to 2 Peter chapter 1. We're going to be teaching or ministering a little bit out of the first chapter of 2 Peter. And while you, when you get there, say amen. And let's go ahead and pray. Father, we come to you in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for your presence. You are here, God, and we worship you. You are here, Lord, and we bless you and we praise you. We thank you, Father, that you are our ever-present help in a time of need. And Father, we thank you for your Holy Spirit. Jesus, thank you for sending us the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit of God, we ask you to rise up big on the inside of us. Give us the words the Father is wanting to say to us this day. I am totally dependent upon you, Holy Spirit. Lord, I know within myself I am nothing, that I can do nothing. But Lord, I know I can do all things through Christ Jesus, which strengthens me. My strength comes from you, O God. I am strong in the Lord and the power of your might. And I thank you that, Lord, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because you have anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, to set the captives free, the recovering of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord with the same mission, purpose, and power that you sent Jesus into the world. He sends me full of the Spirit of God, the power of God, and the name of Jesus to destroy the works of the devil. And I thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Look at someone and say, I can do all things through Christ Jesus, which strengthens me. My strength comes from God. He said, let the weak say I am strong. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to be looking a little bit in the Word today, and what I've titled my message is Growing in the Knowledge of God. Now, am I at the right place, or do I need to go somewhere else? Do you know all you need to know, or do you still need to know some knowledge of God? Hallelujah. Are you ready? Amen. I'm going to probably show us some things, or the Holy Spirit is, some things today that we really need and we probably haven't recognized all of them. All right. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Yes. Sometimes I don't know where to go or back up. Hallelujah. Okay? Glory be to God. Now, I want you to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, as you was reading a while ago, that is one of the best, I like the best chapters in the Bible. Why? Because it expresses God. Like I said, who is love? What is charity? It's Jesus. God is love. That's all He is. He's love. He can only give you good things. Does love give you bad things? It's only good things. So He's a good God, and He loves to give good gifts to His children. He don't have no bad gifts to give you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Let's get started. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. So he's talking to me. He said, those of like precious faith as he is, Jesus, is to us the same as Peter. He says, he's talking about Christians. I thought all you had to do is get born again. And that's what so many people only know, because they haven't been taught any further than that. And so they're going through life struggling and trying to make ends meet and things, when God's word has already supplied the abundance you'll need in everything. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We got a long way to go and a short time to get there. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But how many of you heard Pastor say, you got to give me and Pastor Lewis plenty of time today? Amen. Hallelujah. So we're about 2 o'clock, I'll cut it off. Okay? Hallelujah. We're just going to follow the Holy Spirit, okay? Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So those of like precious faith. Now look what he said in verse 2. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you. What? How? Through the knowledge of God. Amen. You want grace and peace? Right. How much you know about God? How much do you know God? To what degree do you want grace and peace? Do you want grace and peace in your life enough that you're going to get in the Word and find out what God has for you? Right. Ooh, hallelujah. Can we say amen or on me? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God is a good God, isn't he? Now look what he says there in verse 2. Grace and peace be multiplied. Now this is not just grace and peace. It's multiplied upon you. The more you know God, the more grace and peace you're going to have. You've heard me say that God can't give you peace. You want peace? Then you're going to have to seek God and pursue him, because he is peace. He don't have just walk around with a little bit of peace to hand out. You want a little peace? You want a little peace? No, he's not. He is peace. Hallelujah. The more I get of him, the more peace I have. That's how do you know, if you know who you are in Christ Jesus, how many of you know the world's headed to hell in a handbasket? But you said the thing this morning. We're in this world, but we're not of this world. The more I know God, I can have peace in turmoil. I can be at peace, and I am at peace in this world, even though everything is turning upside down and Satan is wreaking havoc. He's not in my life because I have peace. Glory, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you. How? Through the knowledge of God. Through the knowledge of God. You mean I got to get more knowledge than what I got? If you want more than what you got, you get more knowledge. You can only believe, and I'm going to tell you something else too. Your faith will only work to the degree of the knowledge you have. If you don't know really everything that Christ has paid for you, you can't even believe God for it. But he loves you so much, when you didn't even have an ounce of faith, he gave you the measure of faith so you could get born again and so you could begin to find out who he is and what he's done for you, and your faith can grow. You don't need more faith. You need more knowledge of God. Woo! Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now, I might get happy this morning and shout. Glory be to God. Look at that again. I can't get away from verse 2. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Yes. Don't forget him, because he's the one that paid the price for it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now, woo, glory be to God. Look at verse 3. According as his divine power. Don't you lay that according. According to his divine power. Or let's say it this way, according to his resurrection power. His divine power or his resurrection power. Woo, glory, hallelujah. Hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him. Oh, knowledge. There's that knowledge again. I believe God's wanting to show us that we need to learn some things, doesn't he? I love that commercial on TV. I think it's Liberty Mutual Insurance. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two. We know a thing or two because we read a thing or two. And we've seen how Jesus works. I like that. I said, man, I love it. Every time he comes on TV and says, I said, man, yeah. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two. Farmers insurance, yes. Yeah. We know a thing or two because we've been in the Word. And we've read and we've seen a thing or two. Glory, hallelujah. What have we seen? We've seen what Jesus did for us. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. According as his divine power or his resurrection power has given unto us all things. Say all.
All.
What does all mean?
All.
What has he given us?
All
things that what pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him. Oh, there's knowledge again. Knowledge of him that has called us. Listen. Has called us unto glory and virtue. If you don't have the knowledge that he's called you into glory and virtue, you can't walk in it. Hallelujah. That virtue is, what is virtue? Well, here it means moral excellence. Moral excellence. You mean I got to be morally excellent? Jesus said, be ye perfect. For I am perfect. And that word perfect means mature, morally excellent. Woo, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Whereby, look at verse 4, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature of what? Of God. He wants you to live like Jesus lives. He wants you to walk like Jesus walked. He wants you to talk like Jesus taught. Jesus told the disciples the very same thing. He said, I'm going away. Now you take what I've showed you, and I'm giving you the Holy Spirit. You go destroy the works of the devil. Now you go do it. Now, look at someone say, it's up to you to do it. And me. But when you got one finger pointing at you, they got some pointing back at you. It's up to you and me. Glory, hallelujah. Look, let me read 4 again. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these, what? These promises. You can't get away from the promises of God if you want to live with the fullness of God. That you might be partakers of divine nature or great and precious promises, that by these promises, you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in this world through lust. In this world, but not of this world. In this world, but not of this world. You live in this world, but I'm not going to be here much longer. Not much longer, because I believe with all of my heart the rapture could happen any day now. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. But I got news for you. The Bible says he's coming for those that are watching and waiting for his appearing. Yes, ma'am. Glory, hallelujah. And I say that too. And some people say, man, that's selfish. Well, I guess old John was selfish too, didn't he? He said, even so, come, Lord Jesus. Come quickly. Come quickly, yes. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. So you got to have knowledge. You got to get the knowledge. If you want the blessings of God in your life, you got to study. Paul told Timothy, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed. And right here's what most people don't want to do. Rightly divide the word of truth. I can say, the Bible says that Judas went out and hung himself. It also says you go out and do likewise. You can twist the Bible to say anything you want to say. But what does the Word say? Out of the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Because it was written by holy men of old, anointed with the Holy Ghost. And that tells you that over in the last part of chapter 1 and 2 Peter there. Glory, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now right here is where I really want to get, where the rubber meets the road. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever prayed and believed God for something and didn't get it? Have you ever exercised, you thought, your faith with all of your heart, and it didn't come to pass? Have you ever done that? Raise your hand if you have. Now, if you don't raise your hand, then we'll have an altar call after service. And we'll come up here and you can repent. Okay. Hallelujah. I mean, it's fun to be a Christian. It's fun to preach the word. But it's fun to be different like I am. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And I'm going to tell you again this morning. If you can't find, you need to laugh. If you can't find something to laugh at me. Hallelujah. Just go ahead and have you a big old laugh and get it over with. Because you need a merry heart doing good like a medicine. Praise you, Jesus. Okay. Now that I got the right crowd in here that I'm talking to, about you have tried your faith before and it didn't work. But we got to find out why it didn't work and then don't make that same mistake again. And that's what he's going to do right here. Look at verse 5. And besides this, why is this what? All this through knowledge that you've gained through studying the Word of God and these precious promises of God. And besides this, giving all diligence. What does diligence mean? Staying at it. Diligence. In the Webster New World Dictionary, it says, persevering and careful in work. Persevering and careful in work. Listen to what he says. And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith. You mean I got to have something more than just faith? That's what he just said. If you want your faith to work, then we got to add to it. Glory be to God. And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue. Which is what we say it was, moral excellence. Living holy before God, the song we sang this morning. Living holy before God. Moral excellence. You add that to your faith. And you add to virtue knowledge. There's knowledge again. God don't want you being dumb. Or let me put it this way, I mean ignorant. He don't want you being ignorant. You don't have to be ignorant with all the knowledge and available at our fingertips nowadays. You don't have to be ignorant. Glory be to God. I'm going to interject something right here. It's funny. What I just said, with all the knowledge that's at your fingertips in the world we live in now, and I got a computer and all this stuff and all, And I'd still rather sit and read my Bible and dig it out and turn. I was in there yesterday studying. I had 5 or 6 Bibles. I got a big old desk there, and I got a leaf that comes out over here and a leaf that comes out over here, and I was Bibles open all the way around, studying and praying. And all I had, and I had a computer sitting there, and all I had to do was just turn it on and start clicking. Now, if I couldn't find a scripture, think of it right off my head, then I would pull it up on there and find it on there and then look it up in the Bible. You know, why? Because that's just the way that suits me better. Does that mean somebody in the computer is not hearing God? No. That's where they're at in their learning ability. This is where I'm at. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And besides this, give all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge. Or God knowledge is what I like to say. You don't just need knowledge, you need God knowledge. We need God knowledge. When I say you, I mean me too, okay? Hallelujah. Because this is for me just as much as it is for you. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. To your faith, virtue, and to virtue, knowledge, or God knowledge. Virtue, the quality of moral righteousness or excellence. And knowledge, a result or a product of knowing. We know some things because we read some things. We know a thing or two because we read a thing or two. Hallelujah. Knowledge, information or understanding acquired through experience, practical ability, or skill. Knowledge, deep and intensive learning. See, that's where most Christians stop. They might get in there and read a little bit out of Psalms for their daily devotion and say, Father, as I go to work today, I ask you bless me and my four and no more. And off to work they go. This feller told me one time, was a preacher, I was heard him preach, he was preaching a message. He said, there's a man that he would spend time praying with God, and he began to get so busy and so wrapped up in everything that he finally just wrote him a prayer out. And he would lay it there on where he'd go to prayer time, and he would come in and he would read that prayer, and then he would leave and go on about his thing, you know, not taking the time he needed to take. And finally he took that prayer that he had wrote down and he pinned it up on the wall, and he had got where he would come through and said, Lord, the prayer's on the wall, you can read it this morning. I mean, that's comical, but that's the way we are sometimes. I mean, it is, but sometimes we just, our mind just gets so messed up, so full of everything else, that we don't take the time with God. And if you want to live a victorious life, am I there? No, not yet, but I'm working on it. Then you're going to have to get the knowledge of God. Because faith by itself will not get the job done. James says, faith without works is dead, being alone. He said, you show me faith, I'll show you my faith with my works. You show me your faith without any words, and we'll see who gets the job done. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. 2 Peter 3:18 says, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. To him be the glory, now and forever. Amen. It's not anything that I've done or that I will do, but it's everything that Jesus has done for me. Because when he went to that cross and he paid the price, gave his life, shed his blood, paid the penalty for our sins, for our healing, everything. And he said, it is finished. That's why he's saying here, according to his resurrection powers, already given us everything that pertains to life and godliness. But the problem is, we got to get in there and get the knowledge of God and find it. That is the knowledge of God, when we find out what the Word says. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hosea 4 and 6. Let me read verse 5 again. And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge. Hosea 4 and 6. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Now let's go and read the bottom part of that. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge because thou hast rejected knowledge. And he's talking to the priest here. I will also reject thee that thou might be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. I will also forget thy children. You know, and got knowledge on this scripture, you know, and I'd be praying, I'd be meditating and all, and I'd say, Lord, you know, back when I was growing up, you couldn't find nowhere where you could hear preaching the uncompromised Word of God. Because most of what you heard was religious and stuff, and just, you don't even know where it's in the Bible or not, because that's what the preachers preached. And as I know, this is a known fact, you will get what you preach. If you preach salvation, you'll get salvation. There's nothing wrong with it. We need to get salvation. But if you only ever preach healing for those people, they'll never receive healing. If you don't never preach prosperity, they'll never get prosperity. But what where the church has failed again is because of getting out of balance. You know, some people get on a tangent on one thing and go to the extreme, and they let everything else just fall. God wants balance in His church. Hallelujah. He said, because you have rejected knowledge. Now look at 2 Peter 1 and verse 6. And to knowledge, now we got to add to our faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and add to knowledge temperance. Oh, that's a word we don't like. If you don't know what it means, you don't want to know it. But if you know it means self-control, we don't like it. You mean I got to have self-control? Yes, we have. We got to have self-control. This is what you got to add to your faith. Self-control. Let me get this scripture out here. Jesus said, you have not because you ask not. And when you do ask, you may ask amiss that you consume it on your own lust. You got to have self-control. Do I really need this, or I'm just really wanting it because I want it? Self-control. Look at someone and say, I got to have self-control. You can look at me. I know I got to have it. And I'm not making fun of nobody. We all do what we can to try to lose what we can. Don't we? Hallelujah. But sometimes, and I'm speaking from experience for myself, sometimes I'd be better off to pick that plate up and go put it in the sink rather than go back over and get me a second helping. And my wife say, you don't really need that. I said, no, you don't. I know I don't, honey, but I'm hungry. That's not having self-control. So I told you I was preaching to myself, didn't I? So I got to have that self-control. Glory, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now look at verse 6. And to knowledge, temperance. And to temperance, patience or self-control. To patience, godliness. We got to have self-control if we want to have godliness in our life. Do you mean I have to have self-control if I'm going to be a godly person? Yes, you do. Why? Because you need to be careful, like James says, slow to speak, quick to hear. And most of the time, I'm quick to speak and slow to hear. Glory, hallelujah. Now, don't forget all this now, because we're adding this to faith. If we want our faith to work every time. Glory be to God. Look at verse 7. And to godliness, brotherly... Wait a minute, let me back up to verse 6 there. And to patience, godliness. And that godliness there is talking about godly pity too. See, I want nobody pitying me. I was studying this. I said, man, I said, Lord, I said, I think I'm right. But pity is just about the same as having compassion on someone. And the Lord stirred in my spirit, just like Jesus, when he had compassion on the multitude, because they were scattered as a sheep, having no shepherd. That's godly pity. And that's what we have to have. Someone in need, that we need to meet that need. That's what you were talking about a while ago. Love. Godly pity and love. God is love. Now, if you're born again, the love of God's on the inside of you. But now you have a free will. Whether you're going to let it come out or you're going to keep it bottled up. Hallelujah. It ain't going to automatically grab my hand and throw it in my pocket and give somebody $100. No. God will speak to me. And if I want to do it, I'll do it. If I don't, then I've disobeyed God. Woo! Getting quiet in this Holy Ghost filled church. You ain't never done that, have you? I have. I remember one time, and this is, I was young in the Word of Faith message. And I always carried money in my pocket back then. I'm talking about several hundred dollars all the time then. And we was in church, and it come time to give, and I don't know exactly where it was, tithes and offerings or taking up somebody or what. And the Lord spoke to Ben, he said, I want you to give $100. And I said, he kept on worshiping. Ah, Lord, I know that ain't you. I know. I cast you down, you evil spirit, in Jesus' name. I know that ain't you, God. I'll give 50. Kept on there a little bit, and all, and that unction came again. Won't you give $100? I said, Satan, shut up and get out of here and leave me alone. Lord, I'm going to give them $50. He said, I want you to give them $100. And I gave $100. I'm not telling you that to tell you what I gave. I'm telling you that to see how easy it is that you will miss God. You know, and a lot of times God will come a couple times or three times or something, and then he won't bother you no more with it if you won't do it. I believe it's Kenneth Copeland was praying one time, the Lord told him to send, I think it was Jerry Savelle, some money. And he said, okay, Lord, I'll do that. And went by a couple days, and the Lord impressed upon him again. And he said, yes, Lord, I'll do that. A couple more days, he thought about it. He forgot, he thought about it. And he said, Lord, I'm going to go send Jerry Savelle, I think it was Jerry Savelle, that money. He said, don't worry about it. I done got somebody else to do it. You wouldn't listen to me. So God will get the need met. Now, did Kenneth Copeland do some awful bad thing? No, but he missed out on blessing of God. He disobeyed God. He missed out on the blessing of God. Glory, hallelujah. Look at verse 7. And to godliness, brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, love. Galatians 6 and 10 says, as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good to everyone, especially those of the household of faith. Amen. That's right. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now look at verse 8. Hey, when we get to the end of this, you're going to be... If you're really following me with this and see the benefit at the end of this, you're going to shout. Hallelujah. You're going to shout. If you don't, your wood's wet. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Look at verse 8. For if these things be in you, not just, now listen, not just in you. For if these things be in you and abound. Can't be here today and gone tomorrow. Can't be here on Sunday morning and gone on Monday morning. If they be in you, what these things, what things? These exceeding great and precious promises from God. If they're in you and abound. Now look at this. They make you that you will neither be barren or unfruitful in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. If these things be in you and abound, they will make you where you will never be barren or unfruitful. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. John 15:2 says, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. Every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Purge me, Lord. Purge me. Now, he ain't going to break your arm because you didn't trim your vine. Hallelujah. Prune your vine. He's not going to. He is a spirit, so therefore God chastises in the spirit. Hallelujah. Have you ever felt like there's just something ain't right today, Lord, in your stomach, in your spirit? Just something ain't right. And say, Lord, where'd I miss it? Where'd I miss it? Now look here what he says. For if these things be in you, I want you to say this with me. These things are in me, and they abound in me. You get what you say. You need to say that to yourself every day. These great and precious promises of God are in me and they're abounding in me. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Why? You get what you say. And you got to say it and keep saying it so your body can hear it. Excuse me. So your body can hear it and your spirit man will listen to your voice before it will anybody else. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. For these things, for if these things be in you and abound, glory be to God. They make you. I like that. They make you. You got God working on the inside of you, making you, conforming you into the image of Christ. They make you that you shall not be barren or unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we can truthfully say, I have the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. But he, now look at this, verse 9. But he that lacketh these things is what? Is blind. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. He has forgotten his relationship with the Lord. He said he's blind or can't see too good. Now, we blame the devil for a lot of things. We say, well, the devil's just gotten them blinded. No, there's some people blind because they want to be blind. They're blinded to the truth because they don't want to know the truth. If I didn't want to know more and be accountable for more, I'd have run from the calling of God on my life a long time ago. Because I read in there where the ministers of word is going to be judged at a higher degree. Said, why would I want to be judged at a higher degree if I could run? No, but I knew I'd be judged at that same way because I ran. But we're responsible for what we feed God's people. We're responsible. and will be accountable to a higher degree. Glory, hallelujah. Look at verse 9 again. Let me read that again. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, I got a thought just come to my mouth reading, studying this, and it says blinded or can't see far off, and one translation said very nearsighted. Very nearsighted. And when I was, that's why you just brought it back up my spirit when I was reading there. And that's why, have you ever heard the old saying is, man, he can't see past his nose. That's what he's talking about there. Very nearsighted. Can't see past the end of his nose. That ain't been able to see much, is it? Glory, hallelujah. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence. There's that word diligence again. Persevering and careful in work. Persevering. To make your calling and election sure, or your relationship with God sure, or your relationship with Jesus Christ. For if you do these things, look at this. For if you do these things, you shall never fall or stumble. The Amplified says, stumble or fall. One translation or one commentary I looked at said, you will never backslide. How can I make sure that I never stumble or fall? Make sure you're walking in these exceedingly great and precious promises that Jesus gave us through his divine resurrection power. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. John 15:2 said, well, I done read that. Let me get this other one. 1 John 2:9-11. I'll just do 9 because I'm not going to open up that. He that saith he is in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness until now. He's talking about love. For so an entrance, look at verse 11. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly. When? When we do what we just went through in the Word. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of God and Savior, Lord Jesus Christ. Now, y'all remember a message when I ministered a while back. I said, I'm here to stir you up today. Well, that's what I've been trying to do today, is stir you up. Look at someone say, I need to be stirred up. And I got stirred up today. Now look what here. Look here at verse 11. No, verse 12. Wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though you know them, and be established in the present truth. It's not that you don't know these things. Timothy was filled with the Holy Spirit, but Paul said, Timothy, you got to stir yourself up. You got to stir yourself up. Jude says, build yourselves up or stir yourself up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Now, I like to shout and praise God as good as anybody, but I like to know what I'm shouting about. Hallelujah. And this, if this don't make you shout, then like I said, your wood is wet. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. This is awesome. You mean I can do these few things that he said here in 2 Peter chapter 1, making sure that these promises, exceeding great and precious promises of God, are operating or working with my faith, that I will never have to worry about stumbling and falling or my faith not working? Yes, if you'll do that, I guarantee you it will work. Amen. Why? Because God's word will work when you work the word. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Woo! Now look at verse 13. Yea, I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance. Remember who you are in Christ Jesus and what Jesus has given you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Acts 14:22 says, confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that we must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise the name of the Lord. Now I trust that you've gleaned some nuggets today. If you haven't, we'll pray for you, that your mind will be open to receive. I'm serious. Sometimes the devil, well, all the time, once that word is sown, the devil comes immediately to steal that word. But you don't have to let him steal that word. Peter says we have an adversary, Satan, who goes around about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And he's not looking so much at devouring your flesh. He's wanting to steal that word and hurt you spiritually. Whom you are. See, he don't leave us there. He don't leave us there hanging. Well, the devil's out to get me. No, he said, whom you are, to resist steadfast in the faith, in the word of God. Speaking the word of God against him, and Jesus put him on the run, and you can put him on the run the same way Jesus did. Hallelujah. Because he's given us everything that pertains to life and godliness. You mean I have power against the devil? Yeah, you got that one. You got the Holy Ghost. Yes. Hallelujah. You mean I can live victoriously? Yes, you can. You've got that when you got the word inside you. Yes. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I trust you've got what the Lord has ministered to you this morning. Not what I said, but what the Lord said to you. Hallelujah. You know, you can miss what I say and be all right. But if you miss what God says to you, you need help.